Looking to pass, lets it fly at the three, and he's down to the two-yard line, brought in by Luke Stern, and that's going to be enough for a first down, down to the Laker two-yard line, 35 seconds left, and we have a timeout called by Cass City as they are knocking on the door of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
This is deja vu all over again. This is back in week 4 or 5 when these teams played again. Cass City has the ball, knocking on the door. They're at the one-yard line. 35 seconds to go. That possibly was their last time out. But nonetheless, down 4 with the football on your home turf. Chance to win your first ever district championship. You got to call your best play. I don't even know what they're going to do, Clark. I got to find out how many timeouts they have left, and then I can give you a better idea.
At the 2-yard line with 35 seconds left in regulation. 18-14, Lakers leading. But Cass City knocking on the door. Cass City calls a timeout. I do believe that may be their last time out of this half. I'm not quite sure. Unfortunately, in all the rigmarole of the second half, lost track.
Cass City still in the huddle here. So is Lakers. Looks like that football is going to be down just outside the 2-yard line. The tip of the football touching the 2-yard line. We do think they have one timeout left, Clark.
Yes, we do.
If that's the case, you can still run the football here and run your best running play. And if that's the case, as much as I love Nick Perry in pounding the football, they've had better success off tackle. Would be shocked if they have a timeout. They don't give it to Brennan Hamilton around off tackle. He seems to be seeing the ball well. Him and Perry both have been running really, really well. And about the time I say that, Luke Stern gets the carry.
Hamilton, Perry, and Stern in the backfield. Kathrelka is going to keep it for himself down to about the 1-yard line. He is short of the end zone. And with 28 seconds left, clock continues to wind down. Lakers laying on the ball, trying to take as much time as possible. That's number 3, Adam LaGall. 20 seconds left. Cass City coming up to the line. Second down, goal to go from the 2.
Extended I formation.
15 seconds left. They're going to run a play. Brennan Hamilton is brought down, and it's at the 5-yard line, and we have a timeout called with 9 seconds left. Scott Cuthrell, good thing, saved that timeout. And a tackle, big tackle made by Austin Geiger, brought down Hamilton in the backfield for a 3-yard loss. Third down, goal to go from the 5. 9 seconds left in regulation, and Cass City calls their final timeout.
I don't like running the the quarterback sneak. I don't mind at first down. They got maybe half a yard, but that extended I formation has not worked for them all night. They go back to it in a pinch, and there's just too much cluster, too many bodies running into the gaps, into the holes, and that gives that opportunity for that Lakers defensive line to shine, and that's exactly what they do. Brennan Hamilton is the third running back in that three-man I formation, and he gets hit as soon as he gets the football. So nobody been able to hold their blocks. I know they're in a hurry. Would have liked to have seen them run their typical offense with the I formation or the wing T. They stick with the I. It doesn't work here. But now at the 5-yard line, this is going to be their last play unless it's incomplete pass. I got to believe that's the play call now, Clark. Got to be play action pass so you have an opportunity to throw another play. Let Sandon Cuthrell decide what happens here. You have no choice. But if you're Lakers, job well done so far. You have withstood your ground and given yourself a chance. See if they can do it one more time.
Cassidy hands it off to Nick Perry down to the 3-yard line, down to the 2. 4 seconds left, 3 seconds left, and that is going to be how your game ends. And Lakers hangs on 18-14. They stopped Cassidy in week number 5 at the 5-yard line. In week number 11, they stopped them at the 4-yard line. And the Lakers are your Division 7 district champions, taking out the Cassidy Redhawks for the second time this season. Lakers 18, Cassidy 14.
Wow, what an impressive defensive stand. Lakers absolutely impressive down the stretch. They may have gotten what I would think was a little lucky in the first half, but their defense shined in the second half. Making that goal line stand, that's where you got to finish drives a la Detroit Lions. You have to put it in the end zone, especially in the red zone. Cass City not able to get the big one, not able to get the job done. But well done. Congratulations to the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. As a dandy of a ball game in front of us, Lakers able to repeat what they did a few weeks back, make that goal line stand to seal the victory 18-14 as they move on in the playoffs. Cass City a well-fought game and a great season, but going to come up short more ways than one in this district championship game.
Cassidy started that drive at their own 16-yard line, ends at the Laker 4-yard line, covering 4 minutes and 50 seconds. And that is how the game ends. Lakers 18, Cassidy 14. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers advance to take on either New Lothrop or Powamo Westphalia. Last we heard, the Pirates of Powamo Westphalia were leading, as they will take them on in the regional championship. That game will be, if Powamo Westphalia wins, that game will be in Lakers. If New Lothrop wins, that game will be at New Lothrop. Not sure when that game will be. We'll figure that one all out. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Hang tight. We'll have one heck of a post-game show for you right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one, with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does ThumbCell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. ThumbCell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a luxury car or SUV but thought, oh, they are just too much money? Here at Moore Motor Sales in Caro, we want to show you how you can do just that. The luxurious Lincoln MKZ has 0% financing for 60 months to well-qualified buyers, plus $4,000 rebate. The hot Lincoln MKC crossover also has 0% financing for